What's up, Generation One Squad? Welcome back. We are here with another podcast. I'm sitting here with the guys and the lady. You know what I'm saying? She is not someone that's new to me or the guys. She's our sister. Praise God.
She's my sister.
Well,
this is true.
Okay, since we're being technical,
I'm a twin of
them. You know what I'm saying? We all are covered by the same blood of Jesus.
I like that.
So
I like
that's
that.
My sister too.
Wow.
Don't you be selfish.
Don't you be selfish.
Anyway, moving on. Today we're going to talk about something that's very what's the right word?
Is it controversial? Is that crazy? Is it crazy to say controversial?
It's needed.
It's
controversial.
That's what I would call it.
This highly needs to happen. And we put our foot down to it right now.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, as you can see, it's very controversial.
Yes.
Because it's a cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off immediately, cancel culture is, I feel like, a plague. It's a cancer in some aspects, you know, because it's heavy,
yeah.
And we could just feel like we could just dispose of a person,
right,
or an idea or an ideology that's been proven or whatever, right? We just dispose of it at our own will, our own whim, right? But there's no value in the person that you're disposing when you do that. Yeah. So asking a question to y'all, what is cancel culture in your own words?
I mean, you explained it pretty well. I don't know if I can like better define it than what you did, but I will say I think that cancel culture is, I would say it's definitely a cancer, because I feel like it takes away from a person being able to redeem themselves after making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was thinking about it today, like, you know how many people that we look up to in the Bible that made mistakes that,
yeah,
if they made it today, oh, they'd be done.
Cancel.
Get
them
out of here.
Dog.
Everybody, or not everybody, but like a lot of people's favorite character in the Bible is David.
Yeah.
Adulterer and murderer is what we would call him today.
Out of
Yet we don't think about those things. Not initially. Like, mm-hmm, we think about the slaying of the giant. We're thinking about being a great king. Man with, what was it? God, man of...
Man
after God's own heart.
After, yes,
like,
yes,
those kinds of things. And so I'm like, how come that we had so much more grace for those people and like we don't have it now? Nowadays, we just, as soon as you make a mistake, that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about like people that have like, and I'm not gonna name names,
mm-hmm,
but it's folks that like got in trouble for things like over a decade ago,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and have literally not made the same mistake and have repented for it, yet we can't, we wrote them off.
That part.
I don't understand that. Like, and I feel like it is, it's counter what God is about. God
is
about forgiving sins and redeeming. That's what this whole thing is about. Literally, from the beginning of time, we made a mistake. And all of this now is just the redemption of God. When Jesus comes back, all the, I mean, it's already been paid for, but it's all,
yeah,
done. And so I feel like if the whole idea is that we are going to be redeemed from our mistakes, why do we take matters into our own hands now and like shame and condemn people for the things that they do? It just seems weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, wickedness should be tolerated.
That part.
Because, yeah, I'm saying that if you got folks that are out here like doing crazy things and are living in it and not repenting for it, that's a different scenario.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like we do need to have a lot more grace, especially in the Christian community, mm-hmm, when we know that like none of us are going to walk away from this life clean. And I think a lot of people deserve second chances.
Yeah.
I agree. And I feel like sometimes too, because a lot of times when it comes to cancel culture, it's like people that are like well-known and stuff like that. And I think the problem is that people put these well-known people at like they put them really like on a pedestal, mm-hmm, and forget that these are human beings just like us. If you think about the amount of mistakes and stuff that we make every day, or people that we know every,
right,
day,
yeah,
like, and so, you know, if you can forgive like somebody else, like, why can't, you know, why do you hold regular people? Because, you know, these people, celebrities, whatever, they are regular human beings.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, straight up. So I think we really, what we really need to do is stop putting them on such a high pedestal and stop just being like, oh my God, like, I stop idolizing them so much and holding them to this high standard just stop looking at them so highly because these are human beings. You might, yeah, like what they do. They might, you know, got a bop and a song that you like and stuff like that, but you don't know them on a personal level. You know,
yeah,
you don't know what type of person that they are either. Yeah, they could be living in sin and stuff like,
right,
that, you know? Or they, you know, you just really can't put people on such a high pedestal because everybody at some point in their life is going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Isaiah said, I do not condone evil and wicked behavior.
Say, yeah,
I do not condone that at all. You know, they need to get right with God, figure that out for themselves. But I think the root of it is putting these people, these regular human beings, on such a high pedestal just because they're known or they do something that everybody knows about, you,
yeah,
know?
Right.
So that's what I think is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been said. I think we give this this pedestal to ordinary people, mm-hmm. and then we hold them to a standard that's not fair. You know, yeah. Cancel culture, it's revealing to what is in everybody else's heart too, as a consumer, because if somebody messes up before you and the first thing you do is you want to judge them and want to talk about them, that's revealing of what's in your heart, yeah. as well. You know, you shouldn't be so excited and quick to put somebody else down immediately, yeah. you know, and that's what we do. We take turns, you know, playing God and being like, all right, this is absolutely not okay. We can't forgive this person and we don't have this level of forgiveness, but they're normal people who we don't even know personally.
Right.
You know, and I like what you said about just what it's kind of like how it's anti-God, you know, because God's like, he removes our sin from us, you know, as far as the East is from the West. The love keeps no record of wrong.
Right.
And he says, I blot out your transgressions for my own mm-hmm. sake, you know, and so we have all these things. And, you know, before you talk about this person and the splinter in their eye, remove that log from your own eye.
Yes, indeed.
And so we have all these instructions on love and forgiveness
right.
and seeing somebody right and forgetting
right.
as well. And so somebody messes up publicly, you're canceled. You don't deserve another shot.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually.
Yeah.
What a way to like take a life from somebody. Mm. Think about that. Like literally there's people that have gotten canceled so much so to like you don't even hear about them anymore.
Yeah.
That is almost like, I mean, it's not as bad as murder. Okay. Don't try to run away with the statement, but you are essentially taking away somebody's like livelihood and their character because of a mistake.
Defamation.
So like, and then again, we're talking about anti-God. That sounds like the enemy, to get someone so far off that like they're not even like recognized as a human being anymore, or like seen as someone that has value. You are taking a life away from somebody. And I think that that's very, it's dangerous to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, this kind of ties into the next question. But it's anything that's anti-God is the enemy, right? And that's spirit of Antichrist, right? But then you got to think about, you said it, like people are playing God. And I'm like, it makes me think like so many people now think that they are God, or they call themselves a God, and that's very new agey, you know? Mm-hmm. And the next question was going to be, why do you think cancel culture came to be? I think simply mm-hmm. is because a lot of people want to be God mm-hmm. and they want to make their own religion, and they want people to either worship them or look at their opinion. It's me, my ideas, my ideology, my ideologies are what moves the culture forward. So the person or the spirit that this cancel culture came to be from, it's new agey for real. Like,
yeah.
It's just worship, idol. Like, it's all of this stuff. People want to be right so bad
mm-hmm.
that they will put themselves at any, they will risk, not even themselves, they will risk the character of somebody else or so many people around them just so they can look good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Like, what do y'all think about that? Like, why do y'all think the spirit came to be? Well, I say spirit, but the culture.
Hey, you it's talk what it that is. Talk, though. Yeah. I feel like I had something I wanted to say that and it left me, but it's going to come back. I think I'm going to try to keep talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought of this verse because when you think about that, I think people are also trying to keep people accountable. You know, these celebrities, these people put on a pedestal, you know, they're doing something wrong. We need to keep them accountable. It might even start from that place, but it also starts from a place I've seen of like jealousy and envy too, because this person's so rich and so famous and they do this and you just want to just harp on what they did because mm-hmm. you're also jealous.
Yes.
I was in a store during Christmas time and there was this very well-known person walking around with his kids shopping, and there's this guy standing off to the side and he's looking at him. He's like just like mumbling under his breath, shaking his head. He goes, "What's a guy like him shopping with us? Like what shopping with us for?" And he's like just talking all this stuff to himself.
Wow.
Like he was just mad and jealous for no reason. And so if that person did something wrong before this guy, he would probably be excited to just keep talking about how bad this guy is, 'cause there was a weird jealousy there.
Yeah.
And I thought of this verse, James 3 verse 16. It says, wherever there's jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind.
Mm-hmm.
So even just the root of having envy or having jealousy, evil of every kind. So then you have this gossip, then you have this hatred, and then you have unforgiveness, all these different things that can just come from just that, just the jealousy aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I see a lot. Mm-hmm.
Does it? one thing I was going to say is that it does, I think, give people a sense of power when we feel like we can just like write somebody off quick.
Yeah.
Like, we have the authority to do so. I feel like that, for some reason, that makes people feel good. Like, when all of us can crowd together and be like, yeah, get this person out of here. Like, it does something for us. And kind of like what you were saying, I feel like that's kind of like the playing God thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not for us to say. And I think a lot of times, too, like, I remember something that had happened recently, and my dad was talking about, like, you know, how would you feel if your business was like that in the streets? Like, you would not wish that others would judge you like that. And the scripture that talks about judge not, that you might not also be judged. And that's the thing. I'm like, you know, we're sowing all these seeds of, like, cancel this person. And, like, what if that joint were to come right back on us? Like, that would be a disastrous situation. And so I feel like there's a mentality of mercy that we need to keep, because we all want the same mercy from God, yet we can't sow that in the world. And it's opposite. That's wrong. So, yeah.
I feel like it can be kind of like self-righteous too.
There you go.
Like it definitely can be like a self-righteous thing. But like, yeah, like, you know, all of the verses and stuff that you guys are bringing up, like, we are no better. And I always think about too, one thing that's been helping me to not, because I definitely, if I'm just being vulnerable, I definitely have been caught up in like, oh my God, they did that. Oh my God. I've definitely been caught up in the cancel culture. I'm not speaking as someone that's just always just been like, just grace, grace, grace.
Yeah,
like,
for
no,
sure.
Yeah. I haven't done that, you know, but what's been helping me is like, with people, you don't know if you were dealt the same cards that they were dealt,
mm-hmm.
or if you were in their situation, you have no idea how you would handle it too, or if you would go the exact same path that they did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what they are going. You don't know. Like, so you can't be, couldn't be me. You don't know. You've never been put in that situation before. You
it's
know
not
what I
you
mean?
Yet.
So like, huh?
It's not you yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't say couldn't be me and then mess around.
That don't turn right back around.
Listen, you know, so I have been like, I have no idea, you know, never, not excusing bad behavior, evil behavior, wicked behavior. However, I have, you know, I don't know what, you know, with all that money and all this access, I have no idea how I would possibly lose my mind as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know what I would slip into. So I'm not condoning the behavior, but I'm also like, I cannot judge you because I am not in your shoes.
Yes.
And I have not been through the things that you've been through or seen the things that you've seen. So who am I to be like, how dare you? You're so no. Yeah. Like when you said, they're talking about the speck in your eye, you know, that's them. And God, like, they have to work through that with the Lord. But at the end of the day, all I can do is pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for them and pray that. Yeah, I think I've been leaning more into like praying for people. But before I say something negative or harp on, oh, they did that, you know, why don't I pray for them? You know what I mean? Because I hope that they can make a turnaround. I hope that, you know, God can change their heart and that they can truly, like turn it around and have a, you know, incredible redemption story. Like, I want that for them. I don't want to see anybody fall. I don't want to see anybody fail. You know, like, that's not right to want that for someone either.
Right.
You know, so. Yeah, just been trying to have more grace and recognize that I'm not in their position and I don't know what they've been through, so I cannot judge them or point a finger.
That part. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll just say there is, when you're reading the Bible, you know what I'm saying, as you should, there's a part that talks about righteous judgment, right? Our judgment is everything you've heard so far. Righteous judgment comes from God, comes from the Father.
Yeah.
He desires to correct you. The Bible says that he will discipline those that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're being disciplined by God, you know what I'm saying? There's a form of judgment. There's a form of correction, but it's out of love, because I want to protect, not me, but God wants to protect you from something or prevent something that you could be, a space you could be walking down that you could avoid. So righteous judgment is different from our judgment.
Yeah.
I just feel like I just wanted to.
That's good. Yeah. I just want to bring this up too. Like, the warfare on the person's life who is impactful,
mm-hmm.
a person's life who is called and doing kingdom work, is astronomical.
For sure. Yeah.
It's a ridiculous level of warfare.
Mm.
I mean, we've all experienced it too. The second we sat in a podcast seat and said, I'm going to share what God's done for me, I'm going to give a testimony, random warfare in our lives,
mm-hmm.
warfare in our minds,
yeah.
because the enemy sees the impact of what we're doing and how it's reaching God's people. So even that, when we talk about our faith leaders, when we talk about our worship leaders, and we see people really struggling and really changing and really going through things, we got to pray for that.
Because
that's not just, they're crazy and they lost Christ and they're different now. You got to realize what the enemy is planting in their minds and in their path all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, and as absolutely. God elevates them, where their eyes are shifting, and like that's a lot. Yep. And then we will cancel people in our hearts, even if we're not making the post. We'll cancel mm-hmm. them in our hearts. Like, you right. know what? They're not right anymore. Mm-hmm. That's still God's child though. And we forget all the impact they had, you know, because of that. And right. I've seen that too a lot of times recently with people who have died, and right after they're dead, we got all this stuff that comes up.
Yeah. It's like everybody's a tabloid horrible. Now.
Yeah. It just defames everything they've yeah. done. And Jesus, it takes away from it like God horrible. Wasn't actually making impact in their life.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is you do that when you do stuff like that, when people pass away, they're not allowed to defend themselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
You're not even giving them a chance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To say, no, that's false accusation. There's, oh, let me do this. Like, no, that's not fair.
No.
You know? Yeah, does anybody else have anything on that point? No?
Mm.
Cool.
I don't think so. I mean, I just agree. I really agree with what you're saying, because I'm not, you know, like at the level that the people that you're talking about, but like even when I go to release a song, bro, that like 2 or 3 weeks before releasing it,
mm-hmm.
I feel like garbage. Yeah. I am tempted in every way. Mm-hmm. I am all in my head about things. There's like physical warfare that will happen in my body. There's stuff that will happen like technically. That stuff is real.
Yeah.
Like when you are called and like it's almost like when God decides that he's going to magnify you, that's exactly what it is. It's a magnifying, but it's not just for him and everybody else. Mm-hmm. The enemy has a huge target on you now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you really do have to pray for those people. And like, I mean, there's all, so like, especially in the Christian community, there's like a lot of leaders that we've seen that have, you know, had decades of like, you know, anointing and favor and like all kinds of impact and stuff like that. And then they'll fall. And like, I think that it's wrong to turn from them just like that. Because one, I think it's dishonor to what God had done in their lives. And I think that, again, in the whole conversation is like, there is redemption. And again, the Pauls and stuff in the Bible that persecuted Christians and like, you know, allowed violence to happen. Yet he had such a redeeming story. I'm like, what if there's more to somebody's life and we have just essentially cut that off because we will not allow, you know, sin to be in the kingdom. If that was the case, take out all the characters in the Bible.
Yeah, that's real.
If that was the case,
there
is so much more to people's stories, and we cannot be so quick to write someone off, especially if they've had a track record of good and they make a mistake and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not right.
No.
It's just not.
Yeah,
that's good.
I think I got one more question. Have you ever felt canceled by people? And if so, how'd you overcome it? Yes.
Jeez.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There's a point in life where God calls you higher. And you don't necessarily have to say, you know, God is calling me higher. You know what I'm saying? And I'm guilty of it because I'm in it. I'm trying to figure it out in real time, right? But there's a point in life where God calls you higher. And when God calls you higher, there are people that are close to you that certain situations arise, right? And when those things arise, people misunderstand, like, or they miss where your heart is. And there was a situation that I just went through, and I'm just like, okay. It was like multiple people that I care about that either misunderstood what I said, or I could have said something better, but my heart in the matter was, yo, I love you. This is what it is. So for a while, it felt like I was in like, what is it? I felt like enemy. You know what I'm saying? Enemy number 9. Like, what is it? What is it saying?
Public enemy number 1?
Yeah, public enemy number 1. I was just like, wow, God. For low key, it wasn't like necessarily a cancel, but I just felt like, yo, God, like, I'm trying my hardest here. You know what I'm saying? But I've learned so much. I overcame it by going inside, right? I overcame it by saying, all right, God, how did I do? What did I do wrong? How could I present or how can I show your love still in the midst of me feeling inadequate or canceled, I guess is the word, since we're talking about cancel culture. And the simple answer is love. You know, like that's all I kept hearing. It's just love. Be patient. Show love. And through that, I was able to learn that I still got some work to do.
You know what I'm saying? And most of the relationships, we good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was tough, though.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I feel like the more grace that you have for yourself, I think the more grace that you're able to have for people. Because I think it is very easy when you don't give yourself grace to make mistakes. You want to point at everybody else because you're trying to feel better about yourself. Oh, they're doing worse than I am. You know what I mean? They're doing worse things than I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, in a pretty toxic way, it makes you feel better about yourself because, oh, at least I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, at least I'm not doing that. I'm doing this and that's not great. And we try not to look at that. Yeah. So we're going to point. But I think that, like, to your point, the more that you do have grace for yourself and to look inward and stuff like that, I think that it really does allow for you to see other people and their mistakes and their shortcomings through the eyes of grace as well. So I love that point that you brought up. I think that is exactly how we begin to overcome cancel culture. I think that having more grace for ourselves and the people around us so that we can, and then just letting that echo and have grace for these people that we put on pedestals, these people that we idolize, which we need to stop doing it. I think that's how you make it happen.
Yeah. You sparked a thought though, because you were saying, like, you know, when we point the fingers at other people, it makes us feel better about ourselves. Yeah. It's not even just it makes us feel better, but if we are pointing our fingers towards someone, it is taking all the attention to that person and not us. Mm. So it robs people of, one, being able to hold us accountable because everybody's looking at somebody else. Mm. And then we don't have, like, it distracts us from really being able to look internally.
Yeah.
So I feel like, in a sense, it is like a blinder to your own things when it's always somebody else doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So, even this moment, take an opportunity to check yourself because you know, if you're seeing that you're always, you know, involved in, like, slander and gossip, something on the inside of you is not right and you're trying to almost divert in order to not, like, process what's going on inside of you. And you got to have people that, you know, I'm going to see that. It's my boy right here. I mean, all of y'all. Like, y'all going to be like, hey, Zay, you're tripping. Mm-hmm. And we need that, you know? And it's not, that part is not slander and gossip. That part is accountability. It's totally different. Cancel culture and accountability are nowhere close to the same thing.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a line in the sand about accountability and cancel culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't not have accountability in your life if you want to be successful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In any, you know, not just Christianity, in anything in life, you got to have accountability in order for you to know that you're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? You have anything that you wanted to say?
Not specific, but the accountability point is good, you know, because, you know, if I fall, though, I'm not accountable to the whole entire world. Like, they're not my personal accountability that I'm going to go to because they're not the appointed safe space that God has given me. So even that, you know, the whole world should pray for me if I fall publicly.
Yeah.
You know, he fell. He's struggling in this area. Let me pray for him. Cool. You know, but I like how you said my accountability. You look over at somebody who you trust to be accountable for you. And so all these voices and people that we don't even know are trying to speak up and give their opinion. But that doesn't even feel like accountability necessarily because there's no relationship, you know.
Yes.
So I have a relationship with God. So, you know, when I fall, the Holy Spirit convicts me and that keeps me accountable to where I need to be at, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
I was just going to say accountability comes from love, whereas cancel culture comes from judgment. That's all I was going to say.
Yes, it does.
Bar, mic drop. That's it. I'm just reminded of this old saying that the very seasoned people, I won't say old because that's, you know, I want to get canceled.
You said it.
You know what I'm saying? But, and that's another thing. Don't fear saying what God puts on your heart because you fear cancel culture.
Oh, yeah.
God, you can't cancel what God appointed.
Because they're trying to cancel truth now.
Exactly.
Hey. Don't let the conversation take a turn.
Y'all want to say the truth now. Leg of this conversation. You feel me? Because Jesus is truth.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear truth. They don't want accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And the old saying is, you out here pointing all these fingers, you got three pointing back at you.
Yeah.
Yo, stop. Own your stuff, please. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You out here, oh, you know, this person did that. What did you do?
Yeah.
How would you handle being put in front of millions of people and forgetting your lyric?
Yeah.
How would you handle being put in front of millions of people and demons and scars and stuff that you went through in your past are starting to come out, but you're speaking from a place of genuine, heartfelt, moving, Holy Spirit-led conversations? Like, how would you handle that? That's a question. How would you handle it? Really? Tell us in the chat. Because there are some cancel culture typers in this somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Somewhere.
And I want to say one last thing. We are canceling cancel culture.
Yes, we are. Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? By the name and the power of Jesus, we will not tolerate any form of slander. We will not allow any form of plot or ploy or snare that the enemy may be trying to plant. So we speak that over your life, that you will not be canceled as long as you are living within your truth, right? Living within your purpose. So nothing formed against you will prosper. No weapon, nothing. So don't worry about it. If you're speaking from truth, don't fear cancel culture, because it's small compared to who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts?
That huge thought you're saying about don't fear cancel culture, you know, it makes a lot of people quiet and people are having these conversations on the side and they're afraid to say it publicly because no one wants to stand up on truth because truth is trying to be minimized by the masses and the different agendas that are being pushed. If you think this way or say this thing, you know, you will be canceled or it's going to be bad for you. We gotta own that. We gotta step up to that. You know, we're not just supposed to be blessed and have money and you know, be healed and all these things. No, you're gonna get blessing, but you're also gonna get suffering.
Yes.
And you're also gonna get persecution.
Yes.
And they're gonna do to you what they did to me. Yeah. And so just because you say something and these people are saying it's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah.
God gets the final say. So if some man comes and says, you know, you're wrong, you're canceled, you're this, you're that, you're not God. Mm. So you can say that and get everybody on your side. But you're not God. Yeah, everybody rioted against Jesus too.
Yeah. Right.
But Jesus was not saying the wrong thing. They were all just in one mind and opinion against him.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not like he was wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's unity on the enemy side as well that is being used, but that doesn't mean it's right to submit to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like how you said, don't fear it.
Yeah.
Because God will save you. You know, people can put you in a prison, you know, and cancel you. God will save you.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of great entertainers even recently who have been canceled, but then continue to come back. You know, and so I've seen a lot of different people. And, you know, if that's not God's plan for them, what man tried to do will not prosper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last thing I'll say is to the person that may have felt canceled or the person that has been, I don't even know if I could say successfully canceled. Look at Jesus's life. Like you were saying, man thought that they canceled Jesus. But look at the message that we're standing on thousands of years later.
Yeah.
The message of Jesus is still true. It's still real. And you still have people that, like myself, like Isaiah, Taya, and Jalen, like Generation One, we stand on truth. And if you try to cancel truth, we going to love you anyway. Because you can't do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can't cancel truth. What's light always overcomes dark.
Yeah.
So cancel culture, let's be clear, it's dark. Light, truth. We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Tap into us on what, YouTube, Discord. We're on YouTube, right?
You want to say something, Tay?
Could you tell?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
I was like, maybe I don't need to say it and it's fine. No. I was going to let it be.
Great brother.
I don't. It's not even a fully developed thought. I was just going to say, if you're... Now I'm forgetting it. Now I'm getting nervous. It's okay. I think I was going to say, like, if you're fearing cancel culture so much so that you're not doing or saying what God wants you to say, then you're focused more on the people than like your purpose and what God really wants you to do. The people are not going to get you to heaven. The people are not always going to be there for you, because people are flippity floppity.
Yeah.
People love you one day and hate you the next. So you can't focus on the people. Yeah. You need to focus on whatever God tells you to do, what he says to do, what he tells you to say. Like the people they're going to love and hate you. They're going to go back and forth all the time, because that's just how people are. They're finicky, but God is true. And that's the only way you don't get into heaven is with God. So you can't, like, if you're fearing it to the point where you are going against something that God told you to do because you're scared of people, that's a problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like I was saying before, I was so welcomedly interrupted. There was a welcomed interruption. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'll just add, the Bible says, don't be afraid of men in their faces. Their faces could be whatever, but you focus, like she said, if you focus in on their faces, you're missing the true face that you need to be focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes up, man. Keep your eyes above all this negativity and unbalanced and what's the other word? There's no roots in this. There's no roots in cancel culture. It'll never fulfill you. You might get a temporary high, but it'll never do what Jesus could do for you. So, like I said, we love you. We want to see you back here. Tap in with us on Discord, Instagram. Do we have Twitter or X? Do we have that?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Get that.
Not yet.
Look at this. There's all kinds of stuff in the link. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, just look at it. And do me a favor. Come back next week, please. Tell a friend. Share this with somebody. If this blessed you, let us know. Put a prayer hand, a hand clap, 100. We love you. Something. I don't know. But we love you. I don't know what that is.
Do this one.
Also, LOL. If y'all have like ideas for podcast topics, let us know.
Yeah.
That's what this cast for. We talk about all kinds of things, but that's also an area for us to like, you know, really brainstorm and get together on what we should talk about. So we want to hear from y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I know you're hosting. Wow, but I just thought about that. So,
hey,
it was a wonderful
I'm getting
edition.
Fired, guys. Wow. There, yeah.
Another welcome interruption.
I'll never be on another podcast again. I'm sorry. And
he's canceled.
If I can, I will end the podcast.
On the episode?
If we could end the podcast at some point. I think now would be good, right?
Yeah. Fine.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
all right, let's do it. Love y'all, family. Wow.
Good God.
Can I end it?
I canceled your sentence.
Thank you. So we're going to leave you with love. And humor, love you.
Bye.
Love you.